Hello, everyone, and welcome back into another episode of Fractured Not Broken, the Relationship Wellness Podcast. It is your guy, Coach Rudge, relationship expert, author, presenter, and host of this podcast. Hey, listen, guys, I'm excited to be with you today, and I hope you are excited to be with me. Just wanted to kind of talk to you because, I've been having some conversations. You know, people reach out, and I hope you will as well. If you want to work with me, you can do so. Please look at the link or follow the link in the bio as well as in the description, of the video. And it's my link tree. So you can grab a copy of the book. You can schedule coaching. You can book me for your event and so much more. You can even subscribe to the podcast. So, yeah, and again, much more is there as well. But, I'm excited for this because this was something that I've been having some conversations with folks, and I figured I would share it because I realized that there's probably a need, and some people may be thinking about it or wondering about it or even experiencing it. So here goes. Let's get straight to it. We'll call this episode Relationship Blind Spots. Yeah, Relationship Blind Spots. So, as you all know, and if you don't, you'll soon learn, I do a lot of work with my clients in the relationship space around emotional intelligence, right? And so this topic, this episode, is going to touch on that, right? In fact, it'll likely touch on many of the attributes and or components of EQ, which are self-awareness, self-management, relationship management, and social awareness. And I'm going to go with the two biggest ones. Well, three would be, I think it's going to be all four, guys. Self-awareness, relationship management, and social awareness. So here goes. We're going to use two examples to illustrate the point. The first will be, this is low-hanging fruit. And let me say this. This is gender non-specific. Now, I will, full disclosure, I've seen this more with women than I have with men, but I also know it exists with men. I'm a man, so I know, right? Because I've had this experience as well. But what I want to share with you is something I find extremely interesting. So what I've seen with women, some women, not all, of course, is that when a man is interested in her or in you, if you're not interested in him, for some reason, it's difficult to see his intention because it seems as though some of you are focused on your lack of interest or disinterest in this person. And so, but there are two different things going on. It's totally fine and understandable and understood that you're not interested, right? But here's the thing, ladies, we don't need much to be encouraged. If you smile at us, if you say hello, we're like, okay. And we may go away and you may think we're gone. Probably not, just dormant, not gone. Because unless you set a boundary that we are not to cross, we will persist. Because we don't know what day the stars will align. And you may actually say yes. And so it's two things going on. Again, what do we talk about? Self-awareness. Social awareness, right? But this is a social awareness proposition that you see what's happening and that you're aware of it and you take steps to protect, if you will, yourself. Because again, I totally understand that you're not interested or you may not be interested in the person that's interested in you, but that doesn't mean because you've said that they're going to stop because they have their goals as well. And their goal is to get you to acquiesce, concede, or say yes, right? But it does not need to be a battle of wills. It can simply be managed with a boundary. Once you make your statement and request known, then it's a matter of, you honoring it, because when you're courageous enough and confident enough, confidently will honor it, then what happens is that person has to, right? Because we can't expect someone to honor what we're not willing to. So I hope that makes some sense on the side of from the standpoint of there are two things going on. Again, totally understand and respect that you're not interested in the person, but also I'm asking you to please consider that their interest in you hasn't gone anywhere because you're not interested in them. And you may have even told them that. But every time that you speak to the person and then you say, well, they should notice. I don't know how they don't know that. I told them blah, blah, blah. And no one's saying you didn't. But keep in mind, their interest is not yours. And it's not a logical proposition, which is why you have to deal with it from an emotional perspective and say, hey, let me make sure that I manage myself and manage this experience as best I can. Hope that makes some sense. I really do. And I do hope that if you have some comments that you drop them in the chat, not so much the chat, but in the comments below, because I would love to have these conversations because I would like to learn more about what you're actually experiencing, how you actually handled it, and what your thoughts were. And if you set a boundary, was it honored? If you set a boundary, did you honor it, right? And then also, you know, have you seen this kind of thing happen where we tend to miss because we again, we're so focused, not so focused, but we know that we're not interested in the person, but yet they continue. Again, don't go away. Just kind of go dormant for a bit. Gosh, I hope this makes some sense. Yeah. So let's flip it to men. Say there's a man, he's seeing someone, he has a coworker, and the coworker has an interest in the man. The man is not interested in the coworker. Say they're out at a gathering, the coworker's there, the lady that the man is seeing is there. He introduces the two of them. The significant other recognizes a shift in the lady, like it wasn't anything necessarily overt. It may have even been very subtle, but she tells her guy, you know, once they've, you know, said their, you know, pleasantries and moved on at the event, she says, hey, I think she might have a thing for you. And he's like, what are you talking about? Right? Because she's like, well, I think she has a thing for you. He's like, well, how did you get there? She says, I'm a woman, right? And I know women. And I noticed her body. I just noticed some things. Now, we can be oblivious, folks. Yes, it's true. We can totally be oblivious. And we miss it because we're not interested in a person, although they may be interested in us. And the subtlety of the interest, we may miss it. And what the significant other may have noticed is that she was like, man, she seemed like she was kind of hoping you'd be here by yourself. Because now you're outside of work, you can maybe talk to, you know, you guys can have different conversations. I'm not saying she said any of these things. I'm just telling you it's a sense I have. It's just something I noticed that was different in her body language and how she spoke, how she addressed me. And the guy's like, man, what are you talking about? Okay, so spin forward. Say it's now 3 weeks, a month later. Something happens at work, a gathering, some kind of potluck, somebody brings in desserts, whatever the case may be. And so he brings some cookies home, right? Or some cake, dessert, what have you. And from this gathering at work. And so hypothetically, so he comes in and she says, she says, oh, these are nice. Where'd you get these from? Who gave you these? Oh, I got them from work. He said, oh, really? Would you guys have like a party today? No. My coworker brought them in. Wait. The coworker that you introduced me to that I met at the event? Yeah, her. Oh, okay. So you remember the conversation we had a few weeks ago? Think I told you she might have an interest in you different than you have in her? Yeah. Uh-huh. And this same person is who gave you these cookies? Yeah. Okay. Got it. So you understand what I'm saying, folks? It's the subtlety. Now, at this point, he likely knows. He's like, oh, man, my girl was right. Because, yeah, you know, or there may be some credence to what she's saying. All I'm saying, folks, is this. Blind spots. Okay? Relationship blind spots. It's not anything intentional, certainly not malicious. It's about awareness, again, in the space of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, social awareness, most importantly, right? And once we are aware of it, now we have relationship management, because with your person, now she's saying, she's already told you that this could be a problem. You've said, hey, I'm good, or there's nothing going on. And that's true. And her point is, hey, I don't disbelieve you. I don't believe you're the challenge. I'm just telling you that this person may have an interest in you. And as a man, we may miss it. So relationship management says, I'm not going to attack you. I'm not going to accuse you. I'm not going to assume. I'm just going to share with you what I'm noticing. and allow you to make the decisions that you need to make is really what it comes down to, folks, because we're talking about blind spots. No different than a man telling his girl about another man that he may notice has an interest in her. And she's like, I don't know what you mean. Because again, if she's only focused on what she doesn't want, she can totally miss his interest in her. Blind spot. And so when we have these conversations, folks, let's not attack each other. Let's not accuse and let's not make assumptions. Let's ask a question. Hey, listen, did you notice or were you aware? Because it seems like, I don't know what I'm seeing, but it looks like this. That way it brings attention absent of an assumption or accusation. Hope that makes some sense. Again, folks, please drop your comments, drop your thoughts under this video, because if there are questions you have that you would like us to address and talk about on the pod, please, please, please do share. Now, there's another type of blind spot. There's another type of blind spot. I told you there were two. Have you think about a relationship that you currently participate in or once participated in? Say you're no longer, you know, you may no longer be friends or in each other's lives. And, you know, you believe, and quite frankly, we assume that because we've been friends, we've been cordial, we've hung out, we've done a lot of things and hung out and been around each other's families and friends and so forth for years. And we automatically or can automatically assume that we think and feel the same way about things. And it's not until something occurs where that exposure happens, where we're like, gosh, we don't think about this the same. Our thoughts around it are not aligned. You know, we don't believe or feel or would even handle this experience the same way. And we don't even know to ask the question because we just believe that we are good because we've been friends for so long. And it's not until something happens and you're like, oh my God, they don't feel about this the way I do. Or I don't feel about that the way they do. Because it's not about just us. It's about both parties. Remember, relationships are shared responsibilities. So, blind spot. Instead of taking for granted, so this is a suggestion. I'm going to offer this for your consideration. And I'm going to encourage you guys to lean into curiosity, lean into what you're noticing and ask questions around those things. Okay. And this is what I mean. Say, for example, say you have an experience with one friend group, right? And the person, and you share it with another friend who may know those people, may be familiar with them, may have heard their name, but don't know them well or whatever the case may be. But you're like, man, I want to share this thing that happened with this friend group, with this person, or this other group, right? But I'll just stick with the person for this example and to illustrate the point. Before you share, okay, instead of saying, hey, let me tell you what happened, because if this experience kind of jarred you, you know, left you feeling unsettled or even upset you, quite frankly, try to resist the temptation to go into sharing what happened, because what may get lost is in what happened is not so much what gets lost. It's your feelings can overwhelm the story, how you feel about what happened. They did this and they did that. Don't do that yet. Don't do that yet. Hear me. Hear me. Don't do that yet. Ask the person that you want to share questions. Hey, listen, let me ask you something. Have you ever had this type of experience before? And if you did, how did you handle it? Why is this important, folks? Because the reason you're asking that question is because you want to know how they think. You don't want to just assume because you guys are cool, you've been friends forever, that they think like you think, you think like they think. Because you want to share this story, but you also want to guard and protect who you share with. Because how many of us have been disappointed when we shared something that was important to us and the person hearing it, we left the conversation disappointed because they didn't get it. And they didn't even say, man, I understand what you're saying. That could have been handled differently. They don't say that. They say, hey, well, what's the problem? Now you're thinking because you're cool that you may feel the same way about offense. but you may not, which is why it's important, and I'm encouraging you to ask questions before you get into your story. Because if you don't, what you risk is the story getting lost or your feelings becoming the story, not what happened. Because you may share it from a place of emotion. The reason you want to check is kind of, you remember, guys, we talked about, you know, when we want to have a conversation, how do we do that? You know, there's some things I'm thinking about. You know, I like to share my thoughts and I like to get yours. It's the same thing as saying we need to talk. And we can do the same type of thing when we, before we choose to share, especially something that's close to us. Because again, folks, remember, it's two separate things going on. It's the thing and it's how you feel about it. But before you get into any of that, you want to first find out if the person that you're wanting to share with gets it. Hey, have you had this experience before? If you did, how did you handle it? And listen to their responses and allow their response to inform your choice to share or not share. Yeah. Man, I hope that made some sense. I really do. Because I promise you, folks, what happens is, you know, how many of us have been offended? Like, we, you know, someone's offended us. We had an experience. The experience left us feeling offended. The offender didn't even recognize it. And they continued as if everything was fine because they were not aware of me. They weren't aware of how I felt. And we just, we just continued. Now, I'm bruised, damaged, may even be hurt from that experience. And that person couldn't be more oblivious. Now, the responsibility is mine, if I so choose, to bring my hurt, my bruise or damage to their attention. I may or may not. I may need to sit with it until I'm ready to have it, because I don't want what I want to share to get lost because the person perceives me as emotional. There's a way to have conversations, folks. There's a way to have conversations. This is the work I do. I can help you with this. This is what coaching is, right? Because there are things that we see, there's experiences we have, and we simply don't know how to deal with them. We know we want to do something, but we don't want the something to get lost because the person can't get past our emotion about in our delivery, which is why I encourage you often to resist the temptation to just make statements, but to become more proficient with asking questions about what you're noticing. And then to find out if the person that you want to have or would like to have a conversation with is even open to doing so. Because again, there are two things, folks, they're gates. The first thing is buy-in. Are they even open? Second thing is, now that they are open to having a conversation, now I can share with you, this is what happened. And when you share, don't say you did. I know you meant to do that. Please do not attack, do not accuse, and try to avoid assumptions. And speak to, listen, I don't know if you were aware of this. I don't know if you realized during that conversation that I was offended. You know, what you said, what you did, I found offensive. Now, I don't expect you to read my mind, and I don't expect you to automatically know it, which is why I'm sharing it with you. And I'm grateful that you even wanted to listen, because you didn't have to. My hope is that you'll actually consider what I'm saying to you and that you will consider my feelings as well. Are you willing to do that? Folks, if you make it that plain and the person is not receptive, there's nothing more you can do. There's nothing more you can do, because you were not rude. You were not disrespectful. You were not discourteous. You shared what happened. You asked, were they willing to honor it? If they don't, it's difficult. I know it's tough, but now we're talking about acceptance. Once the hurt dissipates, now we're talking about acceptance of this choice that this person is making concerning you. Because again, blind spots, we can assume, oftentimes we do, that because we've been in a relationship with someone for a period of time, that they think and feel the same way we think and feel about things. And it's not until something occurs where we realize that, man, maybe we were not as aligned as I thought. That's why I'm calling this, folks, relationship blind spots. I'm even asking you to think about, how can I avoid the blind spot or mitigate the blind spot? Because we're going to have them regardless. What I'm saying is, the way that we can mitigate them is not by making assumptions, but again, becoming better with asking questions. and and asking the person that you want to share with, have you had an experience like this? If so, how did you handle it? How did it make you feel? Because their responses will inform you on if it's safe to share. Man, I really hope this makes sense. I keep saying it because I'm here by myself. I'm just talking to you. We're just having a conversation. You know, that's what we do. F&B, Fractured Not Broken, the Relationship Wellness Podcast, right? Because the things we're talking about, folks, are geared towards wellness. Because there's a lot of relationships that are fractured, not broken, but we want to get well, right? We want to heal. So anyway, man, I could go on, but I won't. But those are the two examples that I wanted to share with you, you know, from a relationship perspective, you know, and I hope I did not offend anyone because it wasn't my intention. I'm not saying that all women are blonde and you guys, that's not what I'm saying, ladies. Please do not hear that. What I'm saying is they're two separate things. Please be clear how you feel. No one's questioning. No one's discounting. No one is dismissing. I'm asking you to remember or to consider, I'm sorry, that there is another perspective, which is the person who's expressing an interest in you, that you may miss a blind spot because your focus is on what you don't want. And so blind spot suggests there's something going on that I don't see that's actually happening. Think about when you're driving. You ever wanted to change lanes and you thought it was clear? You looked in your mirror and you got over and if somebody's blowing a horn, like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh man, they were in my blind spot. That's what we're talking about. That's a blind spot. Another example of the blind spot, or the second example I used, was with men. You know, we miss it as well. We have blind spots. You know, there are things that you notice, ladies, that we don't see. And how you bring it to our attention is everything. Again, please remember, don't attack, don't accuse, don't assume. Just speak to what you're noticing. Bring it to your person's attention and see how they respond. Allow how they respond to inform how you respond, okay? And lastly, when you want to share something that's important to you, be mindful and please remember to kind of clear the space first. Before you get into your experience, find out if they kind of think about it the same way and allow what you learn to inform if you choose to share or not, okay? Listen, folks, it's exciting. I told you I was excited about this. This was all at the top of my head. It's just some conversations I felt that I've been having with others that I felt others could benefit from. And I hope it helps you in your life, your love, and relationships, both personally, professionally, romantic, and non-romantic. You see how that works? Because again, emotional intelligence shows up in no matter the type of relationship. It's really about our awareness and allowing what we see to inform how we respond, react, and or ask our next question. Listen, I will see you on the next episode of Fractured Not Broken, the Relationship Wellness Podcast. It's your guy, Coach Reg, and I love. I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.